Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 Euro bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 Euro gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 Euro. Oder Mucki Sandwich Eis, je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 Euro. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Hello.
Hello, Simon.
Hello. Hello, Lewis. How are you doing?
It's 2 days before Christmas, and you're going off to see your...
It is.
...your
it
family.
Is.
You're a bit worried that you weren't going to go because your car's just completely knackered, and you were going to be stuck in Putney. But in fact, your uncle... It's the same uncle...
God bless him.
...from Simon's Magic Uncle.
Thank you, Uncle Jeff.
Or is it the farmer uncle? The farmer? The one who doesn't like spiders?
No, it's a different uncle.
Is that the one?
It's different...
Oh! How many uncles have you got?
I think he's an engineer, actually. He's an engineer. He builds aeroplanes or something.
Oh, my God. Like my Uncle Dan, you mean? The guy, the aeroplane guy. Maybe they'd get on well.
What? My uncle ain't gay. Not like your...
Oh, God.
Can't say that. Can't say that. Shh, shh. Family secrets. Don't want skeletons coming out of cupboards.
No, so, yeah.
So here we are. We're at York Tower, aren't we, Lewis? We're both here.
Yeah.
At York Tower.
Yep.
We're sitting in our comfortable leather armchairs.
The roaring fire.
In front of our roaring fire. Oh, it's such a lovely, cosy, warm fire. We've got our stockings hanging up.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a fishnet one just hanging up.
We've
don't ask how I got
We've got
that.
A lovely, like a map table with our Minecraft world laid out on it, and we're sort of plotting and moving things around like pawns.
Mm. We're like two great generals, aren't we?
There's like a tank parked outside the York Castle, laying siege.
To defend us from Israfel.
God.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what it takes.
It's been a good...
Christmas!
It's been an interesting year. At the start of the year, I said I'd work hard on the podcast, and
that didn't happen.
That didn't
did
happen,
it?
Didn't so happen we worked on the videos instead, no. And it's good. It's all going very well.
And we started making actual money, didn't we?
Yeah.
We're making money.
Well, barely.
Ho, ho, ho!
So, yeah, I mean, thank you. This is a little Christmassy podcast for you fans, and you know we do love you, and we sent out the Christmas gift packs to the executive producers. They have been receiving
those. They
loved
them, didn't they?
And we'll keep sending out stuff to the crazy people in the future. We'll probably do some special stuff and send it out in about a few months' time in the new year.
On maybe a quarterly sort of basis.
Yeah. It's not going to be anything as special
we'll
as this Christmas one, but it'll be cool stuff sending out. Promotional awesome stuff for the people who supported us over the year. But yeah,
over the years,
sort of Christmas time,
that long.
A time to look back and reflect over what you've done, and also to plan for the future. So, what's going to happen next year, Simon? What do you think is going to happen with?
Aren't you thinking of New Year? Isn't that New Year? It's not Christmas.
Well, it's the
you're
same.
Getting confused. You got your holidays totally confused.
We're not going to put out a podcast for Christmas and New Year, are we?
We might do one for New Year. We might do one.
Okay. Alright, well.
You can't count these things out. So stay tuned. And then our next one's like in March. Hello and welcome to the spring special of the Yog Pod.
We're just going to go with seasons now for the specials.
Yeah.
We're just so
this is the winter one.
Terrible.
Ho, ho,
so,
ho.
Christmas. You looking forward to Santa bringing you anything down the chimney this year, Simon?
I can't wait for Santa to unload his bulging sack into my awaiting face. I can't wait. I literally cannot wait.
Is anyone else in your house, you know, Warwick, Brian, are they looking for anything special from Santa?
Warwick, he told me he left out... he didn't tell me. He left out a list for Santa. But we don't have a chimney, so we couldn't put it up the chimney, so he left it on the mantelpiece above the gas fire.
Oh.
In clear view. So I picked it up, I had a little flick through it. And he asked for all sorts of things, Lewis. He asked for all sorts of magical things.
Do you have it there, actually, with you? Can you read it out, possibly in Warwick's voice?
I have it here, yeah. I have... Oh, fuck. I've got a Christmas card from you, for you, actually.
Oh.
That I never sent to you.
Okay.
From Natalie. Well, Shall I open it and read it to you?
Yeah. Okay.
Hang on. It's got a picture of a robin on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Says, Lewis and Hannah, I hope you both have a wonderful Christmas with your families, and I wish you peace, love, and happiness in 2011. Only one more year to 2012. Love, Natalie. Not another fan. There we go. Sorry, I should have sent that to you, but I think it's a bit late now, isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You can give it to me next time. Whenever.
Okay.
So go
next
on.
Christmas.
What's this Warwick's list thing?
Here, this is Warwick's list. I've got in front of me the things that he asked for Christmas from Santa Claus. Here we go.
Dear Santa Claus, I would very much like a stepladder so I can kiss a lady under the mistletoe.
Oh, poor Warwick.
That's lovely.
He can't reach them. He can't reach them. Of course he does, you know, the ladies he hangs out with, they're all like supermodels.
Mm.
So they're all about 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Which must be, you know, very awkward for him.
Poor Warwick.
That poor guy. What else has he got on this list? I feel like I have to flutter the piece of paper around to prove that I've got a piece of paper in my hand. So I'm actually reading a list that Warwick Davis has written, and it's not just something I'm making up.
On the spot. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it also says here,
I would also very much like from you, Santa Claus, I would very much like a post-it notepad and a new pen.
A post-it notepad? This is, if I look at the back of the list, it's got a piece of cardboard on it. So obviously this was the last post-it note that he wrote it on, so he's gone through his whole pad. So he needs a new pad of post-it notes. Oh, poor Warwick.
There we are, that's a good...
I don't know why he just doesn't go to Staples or somewhere.
It's a very humble request.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like 50p or something. Come on, Warwick, you made a lot selling your fucking book, surely.
Mm. Yeah.
Poor Warwick. Which is, That's size good. Matters not. It's available in the shops.
Mm.
I'm looking at my copy over there behind me.
Signed copy.
Signed. Mm-hmm.
Did that this year. That
by the
good.
Real Warwick Davis.
That was
Oh, God. So, yeah. And also, there's also another note here on a completely different piece of paper that I'm holding in my hands that I picked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same one. It's not the same one that I just picked up. This is a different one in my hand now. Mm. And this is from... where are
a
we?
A little bearded man.
It's from Brian.
Oh, a big bearded
man. It's from Brian
man.
Blessed.
Yeah.
It's quite a short note, what he asked for Christmas.
Do you have any jam sandwiches?
That's all it says.
That's all it says. There's no dear Santa. Yeah. Hope you're doing well.
Nope.
Up there in the cold.
Although
north. Actually,
he does sign it off at the end.
Love, Brian. Mwah!
That's what it says. It doesn't actually say mwah. It's an X. But I added the mwah to it.
That's how he would have
said
it.
There we go.
Yeah, that is.
That's how he would have said it. Yeah.
You know, there's lots of stuff we can talk about with Christmas. You know, I'm going off to my family back... Well, no, I'm going to Hannah's family this year. That'll be
nice.
Well,
they are your family now.
I suppose so, yeah. And you're going off to your family. And you know what, I mean, Christmas Day, you might be sitting back just, you know, on the sofa having eaten a big, full Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And you're all full up. And you're
stuffed full of turkey.
And you flip on the telly.
And sausage.
And there's the Queen there doing her Christmas
sausage.
Her Christmas message. So I was thinking that perhaps you could
Hello.
Do your own Christmassy message to the nation, Simon.
As the Queen.
As the Queen. Yeah.
Oh God. So what she might say this year?
Yeah. So how she might say it?
Hello.
A lot of preparation goes into these podcasts, you know.
Yes, they do. My husband and I would very much like to thank you all this year for the support you've given us. She would just waffle. It's all waffle, Lewis. I don't know if you've ever watched a Queen speech.
It is. It's all fluff.
But it is just all bollocks. It is just all bollocks. She'll mention, you know, I give all of my support to those overseas serving in my armies. She would always mention that, because they've always got to give the support to the army and stuff. Which, you know, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But then, that would sort of be countered by her saying, you know, we've had a very troubling year, and blah, blah, blah. And then she'd go on, you know, she would slightly talk about, or sort of, you know, glance upon some scandal that has happened over the year. So a scandal to do with, like, the government, or, you know, a member of the royal family being caught out doing something. And then that would be immediately glossed over by mentioning the upcoming wedding of the prince.
Oh, of course. That's what's going to be this year, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandson, William, is getting married to some little hussy. She hasn't got blue blood in her. They're not even related.
Not even related.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so if people don't know what this is, I'm sure you have your own sort of country-wide Christmas traditions and stupid shit that happens, and this is kind of the British thing, isn't it? Everyone watches the Queen's speech on telly in their living room with a nice cup of tea. It's very stereotypical, but it's like, you know, actually the case, you know, kind of thing.
Well, people from Commonwealth countries would also probably watch the Queen's speech. It it'd be part of their tradition as well.
Like Australia.
So, like, our Australian listeners and those in Canada or whatever, they would probably watch it as well.
Where else are the Commonwealth countries, though, other than those two? I mean,
lots of shitty islands all over the place.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, you know, St. Helena and
places like the Falklands.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that the Pope's giving a speech to the UK? He's already recorded it.
I didn't hear that.
The ex-member of the Hitler Youth, Joseph Ratzenberger, whatever he's called, Ratzinger.
Is that his name?
Yeah. He gave a speech to the UK, which I didn't even know he could speak English. I don't even know what he sounds like. I've never heard him talk. I've just seen him, you know, on telly or whatever, just walking about waving, looking a bit like the Emperor out of Star Wars.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah, he looks like he's about to fire lightning out of his fingers. Yeah, he's a bit of a creepy old git. Still, they don't last very long, these popes. They don't have very much of a life expectancy these days, do they?
Because they're always old men, that's why.
I know, they're really old men when they get made Pope.
They need to jazz things up. They need to have, like, a young person be the next Pope. Maybe even a woman. They've already had one woman Pope, so there's a precedent that's been set.
Really? I did not know that.
I've been thinking, right, about who the next Pope could be. Young woman, right, who's hip, who's with it, who's currently, you know, a big deal in the world. Do you know who I'm thinking of? Ginger Spice, that's who I'm thinking of.
Jerry Halliwell. I'm not sure
she's down with the kids, you know, she's always up there in the charts, everyone's walking around singing her songs, you know, she's...
I think you're about 10 years what? Out of date, but I think that would probably appeal to the people who decide the Pope committee.
Probably, they probably would think you that know? She would be an ideal Pope. No, actually, no, they wouldn't. That's ridiculous.
I don't know, she's probably not quite old enough, really. You know, you have to be, you know, young in Pope terms is like 55, you know?
Yeah.
Someone like Madonna, maybe?
Madonna? Or, no, she's Jewish. Well, she's not even Jewish, she's like a sect of Judaism, the Kabbalah.
Is she?
So I don't think she would be
Pope.
Oh,
of course she is.
It's probably a big deal, you know. One of the qualifications of being Pope is believing that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the Son of God. And if you don't believe that, you're probably not allowed to be Pope.
That's a good call.
Ho, 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 ho.
So, presents, Simon. I was thinking, I mean, what...
Presents!
When you were a kid, right, and you and Santa came and got you presents,
yeah.
Were there any sort of, you know, things that were very memorable to you? I mean, what was Christmas morning like for you in the Simon household?
Christmas morning, I remember, right, the most memorable Christmas morning. I got up at about 6 o'clock. You know, my mum and dad opened the door to my bedroom and they're like, "Come downstairs, Simon. Santa's been." And I was like, yay! And I rushed down the stairs, and there underneath the tree, there were all these gifts lined up. And I rushed over to them, and my parents said, "No, no. Those aren't your gifts. That's your gift over there." And they pointed, and Lewis, I turned around, and over in the corner of the room was the tiniest, littlest, plain cardboard box I'd ever seen.
Okay.
And I looked at my parents, and my eyes started to, like, water a bit, and my dad said, "Oh, go on, open your present, open your present." And I went over to that little corner of the room where it was all dark, and it was quite cold, and I was shivering. I bent over, and I opened the cardboard box, and do you know what was in that box, Lewis? Do you know what was in there? Inside of that box was the greatest gift of all. It was love.
Aww. Simon.
Of course, love isn't a physical object, so the box was actually empty. But I, in my mind, in that box, there was love. And it was the best Christmas I ever had.
Oh, God. Well, that is a wonderful, wonderful tale.
I wanted a big yellow teapot.
Oh, of course you did.
I wanted a big yellow teapot, and I never got it.
Well, we'll have to remember that.
I've got an empty little box.
The future. I've been promising you that big yellow teapot, and I've not made good on my promise. I'm sorry, Simon. One day...
There's 2 days left, Lewis. There's 2 days left.
I could FedEx you one over.
You can still...
So, yes, we've got some... So the new members of the Super Crazy 100 Donators Club and also the executive producer for this podcast, who are they, Simon? Do you know the reason why we're doing this super special podcast on Christmas?
Because thanks to the donations of our wonderful listeners, our wonderful Yognauts, viewers of our YouTube channel, listeners of the podcast who adore us and we adore likewise, the executive producer, for this Christmas edition... is Colin Smith from the United States of the Americas.
Oh.
Thank you very much, Colin Smith.
He's rivaling Carlos Larios then in his level of support. And
I think he surpassed Carlos, actually.
Oh my God, what about Carlos's mum? Has he beaten her as well?
Is he beaten Carlos's mum? That's not an appropriate thing to ask. Oh my God.
Has he given her a good...
Going I'm sorry?
Over, I don't know. I don't know where this is going. Sorry, we'll backtrack. Who else was on the list this month?
Our other fabulous donators and members of our Super 100 Special Bonus Alpha Club, or whatever it was I called it before in the previous podcast that I can't remember, are Henning Nielsen from Oslo, Norway. Thank you very much, Henning. For your amazing generosity. Stephen Law from Marco Island in the United States of the Americas. Thank you very much, Stephen. Michael Hayen from Norwalk, again from the United States of the Americas. Thank you,
wow.
Michael, very much for your donation.
Represent.
Mick Christensen from Horsens in Denmark.
Oh, right.
Who also donated. Thank you very much.
He's in charge now of Danish operations. He's the only executive producer from Denmark, isn't he? Must be. So. Wow.
Well, do you have the data to back up that statement, Lewis? Or is this just...
I think so. Well, I sent out all the EP packs. We sent out about 8, didn't we? So with those extra 4 people. So it was Marcus Horsens. Is that his name?
No, he's from Horsens. Marcus,
no.
Marcus Horsens... No. Stephen Law is from Marco Island.
Oh.
And Mick Christensen is from Horsens. This is why you're Stephen confused. Law, so thank you for your Marco donation, Island. Marco Horsens. That's very generous. You idiots.
I got a bit confused. I got a bit confused. Yeah, Stephen Law from Marco Island.
I'm surprised the packages you sent off actually got to people. I don't know what the fuck you were writing on the labels. Just random drivel, probably. Jesus.
What was the
Marco
guy
Horsens.
What was the guy... What Marco Island? Where is that? That sounds amazing.
It's in the United States. That's where Stephen Law, our generous donator, is from.
Okay.
He was in
and
America
the other guy,
with Michael Hayen
Denmark.
In Norwalk.
Michael Hayen.
Mick
and who?
Christensen from Denmark, Horsens. Heading Nielsen from Oslo, Norway, and of course our executive producer, the man of the moment, the man who we owe everything to, we owe our lives to, Colin Smith. Colin Smith, ladies and gentlemen!
Colin Smith! Oh, well done.
Thank you. Oh. There we go.
How are you clapping with one finger holding down your talk
I've got
button?
Three hands. I got a third hand for Christmas. True.
That's quite a good gift. Have you opened your present early, though, since it is 2 days before Christmas? Have you been peeking, Simon?
No, it let itself out, because it's a hand. It unwrapped the box it was in.
Right.
Ah. Ho, ho, ho!
So we're just waiting for your uncle to come pick you up in the car. We're passing a bit of time here. Have you packed up? You've got nice lots of clean pants. You've got all your presents. What have you got for your family? Yep. What have you got for your mum and dad?
I told you earlier, Lewis. I told
Did you?
You earlier. Have you forgotten?
Mm.
For this year, I got my dad a box of chocolate liqueurs. The signature collection. Which has little chocolates with little bits of alcohol inside. Cointreau. Cognac. Harvey's. Bristol Cream. Some Bailey's stuff, Drambuie, Grant's whiskey, flavoured. All very nice, that's for my father. And for my mother, I've got...
Was that from Thornton?
A whole series of forms that I have her... that she needs to fill in from the Department of Social Security. so she has to fill in... So thank you. There we go, Mum. That'll be nice. That'll be a nice present for you. She loves doing
Have you
forms.
Not actually got any... like thing for your mother, like any kind of I think I got my mum a little grow your own herbs kit, and it's kind of like a little pot and you plant all these herbs in it and they
drugs.
Grow
you've given your mum some illegal drugs
unless you count like basil and coriander as illegal drugs.
Coriander, also known as cilantro to our American listeners, cilantro.
Yeah. And other kinds
call coriander.
Of herbs.
Coriander.
Yeah, so that was
And you
good.
Call it cilantro.
That's,
and
that's
we say basil,
like
and you say basil, because you're fucking idiots. Anyway, so...
So did you get those chocolates from, like, the local garage?
We
or
call
were they
it
from...
parsley. You call it parsley.
I got my dad a walking stick, but it's kind of not a walking stick, it's like a hiking stick.
Oh, your dad is House, isn't he? Your dad is Hugh Laurie in House.
Yeah, no, he's just old.
He's a grumpy old man
walking,
with a limp.
He doesn't have a limp, but
yeah.
I figure, like, it's one of these, like,
he will do
hiking
when you're
sticks.
Done with him.
What do you mean?
You give him the walking stick, and he says, "Oh, thank you, Lewis, but I don't need this. I can walk perfectly fine." And then you just do like a roundhouse kick to his knee.
Oh, my poor father! No, I wouldn't dare do such a thing. He's a lovely man. Yeah, so I was supposed to be going back to see them really this Christmas, but unfortunately we got snowed in, and they're busy. They always go off on holiday over Christmas. They're not big fans of the cold weather. So I was supposed to be seeing them last weekend, but because of all the snow in England, I couldn't really like get through in the car. It would have taken me like 8 hours on the M25 kind of thing. So I didn't go, but hopefully we'll see them after Christmas sometime, and then, you know, hand over all the presents and stuff. Got my brother a set of steak knives for his house, and some body butter. Hannah's got a lot of spare body butter hanging around that she gets as, like, presents from people.
Oh my god, what?
Girls tend to, like, give each other, like, cream and, like, you know, stuff like this. Like, cosmetics. Nice cosmetics, though. And Hannah's just ended up with far too much of it, so we're sort of giving it out to people who... to save money, sort of thing. Don't have a huge amount of money. So recycling Christmas presents is always fine. Yeah, so my nan's getting some body butter as well, I think. Some, like, Brazil nut body butter. Yeah. It's not really for your body, really. It's more for, like, hands and stuff, but...
I'm just seeing how long you can just go on about fucking body butter for. That's, like, 5 minutes of you just talking about body butter. No man should be able to talk for 5 minutes straight about fucking body butter. Oh, my God.
What are you... At least I've got my mother something. What have you got? Yours?
I've got her...
Forms? Are you going to buy her a fucking, like, crossword puzzler book from the newsagents on the way down? And it comes with, like, a free pen.
I'll get her a People's Friend Christmas edition.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that magazine? Fucking hell, that's an old people's magazine. People's Friend. My God. I've updated my Facebook to say that I'm off on a winter cruise and that I won't be back until the spring.
If only.
I just want to see what people, you know, how people react if they panic and they're like, you know, what about the Yogscast? Surely it will be difficult for you to do a Yogscast if you're on a winter cruise until the spring.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm just eating a jam sandwich. Most of these, like, cruise
jam sandwich! You shouldn't have said that, Lewis. You shouldn't have said that.
I've set him
off. Oh, my God.
God, that's such an old person thing to do.
What?
Go on a spring cruise.
A winter cruise until the spring.
A winter cruise.
It's cold, and you think, you know what, I'll just go on holiday for 3 months. You know, when you're in that position to be able to do that. You're like, fuck this, it's fucking cold. I'm just going to go on holiday for a few months until it gets warmer back home. It's madness, isn't it?
Cruises are such odd things, though, because, you know, you just... It's like you go into, you go on a boat, and there's basically nothing to see for a long time until you pull into a harbour somewhere. So it's like a week of just being in your cabin, or, you know, socialising, and then you, like, emerge in the sunny climes of some tropical place, and then, you know, for, like, a day you're there, and then you get back on the boat again, and you spend another week locked in your cabin.
Well, no, you're not in the cabin, Lewis. On these cruise ships, there's a lot of things to do. There's, like, shuffleboard. There's ballroom dancing. You know, there's loads of...
I thought you were going to say ball in cup game.
There's loads of activities to do. Ball in cup game, shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Do you not like a good game of shuffleboard? Shuffleboard.
I'm not really sure what shuffleboarding is.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Is it like shove halfpenny, where you put a coin on a wooden surface, but slightly hanging off the edge of it, and you hit it with the palm of your hand, and it flies up the board, and you have to judge how hard to hit
basically
it?
Basically, you can do that, yeah, but on cruise ships, you play it, like, on the deck. So on the wooden planks of the decking, you have, like, the marked out areas, and you whack these... They're like hockey pucks. You whack the hockey pucks with a spade thing, a shovel thing. You just shove it. And, yeah, it is sort of like a macro version of shove halfpenny. Shove halfpenny in shuffleboard? What the fuck are we talking about? This isn't Christmassy at all.
I think I remember getting Victorian times.
Shove halfpenny.
I think I remember getting like a pinball, a little tiny pinball machine one Christmas even. I think I'd asked for it or something. I think I'd asked for it, imagining that I wanted like one of those massive pinball tables, you know, like in old films, like in Back to the Future and stuff like this. There's always these big pinball games that people were playing in 80s arcades. You know, this is like before Minecraft. People used to go and play pinball. with their friends.
Before Minecraft.
And they used to try and beat each other's high
score. I can't even remember the time before Minecraft, Lewis. It's been with us for so
long. Before Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Oh my god.
It was around about the same time as Pong. You know, but I always wanted one of those big pinball tables. They're really big, they stick out, there's flashy lights, and there's like 80s teenagers crowded around it, putting like 10p's in it to get bonus balls and stuff. I think I wanted one of those, and it was, when I actually got it, it turned out to be, you know, about the size of a chessboard you know, just tiny.
Such a disappointment.
I think a lot of the time things are disappointments, though, because when kids ask for stuff...
Christmas is all about disappointments. God.
No, but sometimes when kids ask for
when
stuff...
When you unwrap that present and you realise that your mother got you the wrong thing.
Well, yeah. You know? There was. I told you the time about...
Instead of Street Fighter 2 Turbo, it's the normal Street Fighter 2.
Well,
you know?
That's a very common thing, you know, and that's a disaster if that happens.
What the fuck is this, Mum?
Because I remember... I probably told you this already, but I asked for Thundercats, VHS... You know, because I was like, you know, a child of the 80s, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all that. Mm. And I got a Thunderbirds video instead.
Snap.
Which is completely...
Yeah.
Which is completely not the right thing at all.
Oh,
but
God.
But actually, Thunderbirds is pretty fucking awesome. And
So, in
fact, it was probably better.
Well, I don't know about that. Thundercats was pretty goddamn cool.
Thunder.
Schnaff.
Yeah.
Meow. Schnaff.
I mean, when you were a kid, what was the kind of like stuff that you were really into?
The bowling cup game. That was a cracking one. The hoop and stick game.
I mean, were there any crazes going on?
Pogs? I don't know.
I mean, people who are listening to us will say things like pogs, Tamagotchis, like.
Marbles? Playing with fucking marbles?
Marbles. I like marbles, but that is a bit old.
Marbles?
Jumping jacks, maybe? That thing where you bounce the ball and you have to pick up the jacks off the floor?
And I guess the biggest thing was with like the release of Star Wars and stuff, or at least The Empire Strikes Back. And
of course.
Stuff.
Because you were just sort of into that generation, weren't you? When you were a kid, that was what... Was that the first film you ever saw? Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
So there were loads of Star Wars games and Star Wars figurines.
Man, that's pretty cool.
I mean, I guess I was like 2 years old when Empire came out, but it wasn't too long afterwards that all the merchandising really kicked in, and so it was everywhere. And I loved my Star Wars figures. I was really upset when my R2-D2's, the sticker that had all the detailing that was wrapped around him. Because basically, he was it was a white cylinder was his body.
Mm.
And all the details of all the components, circuitry and all of that, that was just a sticker that was attached to him. And I was gutted when that sticker fell off, because
he just
looked like a white fucking tube after that. And I was like, oh, no, he's no longer R2. I don't know what he is now. Oh.
That's really depressing.
But that's what happens when you...
When you love something.
That's what happens when you give him to Derry Tustin to play with in the sandpit.
Derry
Tustin. Derry Tustin, you fucking piece of shit. Ruining my R2-D2 figure.
Oh man, that's like, I can imagine you sitting and like hugging it at night rather than a normal child hugging like a teddy bear. You've just got your R2-D2 figurine. Oh.
Yeah.
It's a really good memory. I've just remembered something that I remember from my childhood, and it was before Pokemon. There were these things called Monster in My Pocket, and they were like little rubberized figures, okay, that you could buy. And you had to try and, like, collect the whole set. And there was, like, a plastic sort of display box that came. And it was sort of a pyramid shape. And there was... The monsters in my pocket were kind of, like, tiered. So you had, like, the crappy ones. Then you had, like, more and more scary monsters up to the top. But they were all very rubberized. They were just a single colour. They looked like a sort of bit of jelly. Sort of like something you'd probably eat these days. Like, buy in the shop. And the idea was that you had them in your pocket and you could sort of, you know, challenge people to duels with them, other kids. But it was just kind of one of these gimmicks at the time, and I seem to remember I had quite a lot of those. just one Christmas. The other thing I remember is Boglins. Do you remember what those were? This is going back a ways as well.
Yes.
But
yes,
these were like terribly, terribly ugly hand puppets. Much like something out of... I think they looked like that dragon out of the Neverending Story. You know that fucking creepy dragon? Who goes, hello? You know him?
Yeah, I think I know.
Whatever his name was.
I think I know what
and
you mean.
And you basically, it was like a hand puppet, and you put your hand into it.
They were really rubbery and weird, weren't they?
It was really, really rubbery and really ugly looking thing. Ugh. And you could move the mouth with your hand, like a sock puppet. But it also had, like, eyes that you could move. Like they were big eyes. And you had, like, little things on your fingers, and you could, like, move the eyes left and right to look around. They were really big when I was a kid. I remember a lot of people had those, and they were quite freaky. I seem to remember my nan didn't really like them. She was a bit sort of scared by them. And she just thought that my four-year-old self should have had one, kind of thing. Because they were a bit fucking weird.
Oh, no.
And she was probably right.
Yeah, she probably was. You probably had nightmares about those puppets coming to life. You know, you'd be lying there in bed, you'd look over, and they'd all be staring at you.
What else did I have? I had, I remember getting a Game Boy for Christmas one year. I think I probably was a little bit older by then. But there was one year when...
God.
When the Game
Super
Boy
Nintendo,
was a big Christmas present for everyone, and everyone wanted one, and it was, you know, everyone was playing Tetris on it. I think I was obviously a little bit older by then, but I had sort of a very limited series of games. Because when you're a kid, games are expensive, you know, and you don't really know any better which ones are good, which ones are bad. It's still the same today. And a lot of kids kind of end up with a lot of crappy games that aren't particularly good, bought for them, you know, by aunts or uncles or people who don't know going into game, you know, in the high street, and just saying, you know, my nephew wants a game. What should I get him? I want to get him one that he probably hasn't got already. You know, so it'll be like something terrible.
Does he like games about unicorns? Like, whoa, well, I don't know. And the kid actually wants like Black Ops, and instead he gets like, you know, Rainbow Pony Adventures. Or something.
and Harry Potter.
Thanks, Nan. Thanks.
Harry Potter and the Terrible Video Game.
Oh, God.
It was a good video, that one. No. If people didn't see that, it was on the game
station. Stupid fire! That was so irritating. I was just the most irritating fucker ever on that video.
Oh, God.
It was pretty bad, because our last game station video was the gnome... one with the ball, the Katamari.
Oh,
quest,
yeah. And you were really annoying on that as
well. Obliteration. Yes. I don't know what it is. It's like our most irritating videos go up on there.
Well, to be fair, they did reject our Fred one, which was extremely irritating.
Yeah.
So.
It was amazing. That was amazing. That was such a genius idea. It was my idea.
Yeah, you have the best ideas.
Oh, right? Dear. I think it was Duncan who first came up with the idea of, like, an advent thing for our Christmas video.
That's been really good, actually. They've been really fun to make, and they've been quite cool.
I can't wait to open door 24 when I get back from visiting my parents after Christmas.
Well, it's the presents, isn't it? It's where we gave each other presents. It's quite a good little one, actually, number 24. I thought I saved it till late.
It is a very Christmassy one, isn't it?
So, yeah, I'm glad you're going to visit very your parents. It's always good to sort of just, you know, have a few days off.
I'm going to miss you, buddy. I'm going to miss you.
No, you're not. Get a good book. Get a bit George R.R. Martin or something, and get some good reading on.
I thought you said a good book.
I like George R.R. Martin. I just wish you'd actually finish the damn series. It's been too long now. Come on, man. Come on now.
Isn't he, like, dying? Or is that someone else?
No! He's helping, like, HBO to make the Sopranos version of his series of books. It's like a big... It's like the new Wire. It's like the new... It's like, you know... It's just his series of books.
How is it like The Sopranos or The Wire?
Well, because it's made by the same group of people.
A huge cast of characters.
Yeah.
Really? HBO? Yeah.
They're using the same production team and stuff as well. So, and it's got Sean Bean in it, and it's got some awesome people in it. So, yeah.
Sean Bean.
It's going to be big.
He does good stuff.
I like Sean Bean.
I like Sean Pertwee, though.
Who?
Because he does all the voiceovers. John Pertwee, who was Doctor Who. Sean Pertwee's his son. You would know him. You would know his voice, because he does loads of voiceover work for adverts and stuff. So, I mean, at the moment, there's loads of Christmassy adverts. And he's the guy who... I can't imitate his voice at all, because he has such a distinctive voice.
Do you have, like, something there where you're rolling a coin around or something? Is that... You're getting a bit anxious about your uncle turning up?
I was just making sure that I took the change out of my wallet.
Oh!
And I was making sure that I didn't forget it.
Why were you doing that?
Because I don't really want to take 2p, 2 1p's, 5p and a 10p with me in my wallet.
What do you do with all your loose change that you gradually get
in a wallet? It's all plonked here on my desk.
So it sort of builds up, does it?
I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
How many 1p's and 2p's stuff have you got there?
Not too many, actually, because I tend to use my card when I go out and buy stuff, really.
Oh, okay.
It's the more convenient way of paying for things. When I go shopping, it'll just all go on the card. Debit card, not a credit one, you know. So, yeah. Mm. Fascinating. Simon's finances.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas, Outlaws. Ho, 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 ho.
We are just passing
very
the time.
Very Christmassy themed stuff.
We are just going to pass the time until your uncle arrives. So yeah. I hope your Yorknauts are enjoying this. They might be sitting there.
He's going to knock on the door, and then I'm going to be gone. I've got most of my clothes. I've got my beard trimmer with the settings for also doing hair, just in case my mother fancies going over my hair quickly.
Oh!
My mother, she always wanted to be a hairdresser, but instead she became a telephone operator and then got into administration.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at a sex line or something.
What? Yeah. No.
Telephone operator at a sordid, backdoor business.
How dare you? It'd be funny if she met your parents and she started speaking to your dad and they were like, I'm sure I recognise your voice from somewhere. Oh my god. Oh. This could be my uncle calling, actually. Oh, unrecognised number. Hello, how's it going? You're outside already. Oh my goodness. Okay, would you fancy a cup of tea before you go off? Alright then. Okay, I'll come down, see you. Alright then. Okay, alright. So there we go. This is the end of the Christmas podcast. Thank you everyone for listening. Have a very Merry Christmas. Ho ho ho. Bye, Lewis.
Bye, Simon. See you after Christmas.
Bye-bye.